Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda as printed. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
Mr. Chairman, case number 10,969, Doggies at the Beach, was withdrawn May 1st.
Okay.
Will not be part of the agenda tonight.
All right. Thank you. Are there any other?
There are not.
Okay, hearing none.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve the agenda as revised.
Second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve this evening's revised agenda as printed. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the finding of the facts of our April the 16th meeting.
Motion to approve finding of facts.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve the finding of the facts of our April the 16th meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted by subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case and explain the request and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public record is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case list under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken. In addition, items under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you advise it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on openly in public session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First case, please.
Case number 10,970, Ingrid C. Gordon and Liam. South of Road 635, Rust Road, approximately 781 feet west of Sussex County Road, 621 Calhoun Road. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
My name is Leon Moranian. The address is 17036 Rust Road in Milford.
Can you raise your right hand? You swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I am requesting a setback variance for my frame garage. I purchased the property on January 13, 2012, and as part of that purchase, we obtained a survey of the property. The survey indicated that the garage encroached on the side yard setback approximately 5 inches. When we checked the county's records, we learned a building permit and certificate of compliance was issued for the garage. We are requesting a variance to eliminate any zoning violations or questions about our title to the property. Excuse me. Going through the outline standard of relief that the county has prepared, here is some information about the application. The application is unique because the prior owners of the property built the garage with a valid building permit, and the county inspected it and approved it before issuing a certificate of compliance. I am not sure if the building location was off by a few inches or if it is just a difference in the surveys. But it is unique because everybody innocently believed that the garage was put in a legal location. There is an exceptional practical difficulty because if the variance is not granted, I would have to either tear down my garage or shave off several inches of one side. That would be an unreasonable result. The property could be developed in strict conformity with the zoning code, but as a result of the apparent minor error by everyone involved, including possibly a prior survey, the garage now appears to be located too close to my property line. It would be very costly to relocate the garage, and no one would notice the difference anyway. The difficulty was not created by me. The garage was constructed by the prior owner of the property. Like the county, I think the prior owner believed that the garage was built in a proper location. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The garage has been there for a while without any complaints. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair the use of the development of my next door neighbor's property. The variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. The garage is located more than 100 feet from Russ Road and will not have any impact on the public at all. The variance is only a few inches and it is the least modification possible of the county regulation. The variance is necessary to forward relief. Without it, I would have to remove or relocate the garage.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Want to take just a moment, sir? Maybe some questions.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for addressing those standards for the granting of a variance. On those, you did well.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
Nope.
Mr. Werbman?
Nope. You did a good job understanding.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office received the letter in favor.
One letter?
Neighbor.
Okay. Thank you.
James Marshall.
Alrighty. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10,970 because this variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, will not substantially or permanently impair appropriate use or development of adjacent property. The variance will not be detrimental to public welfare, and the request of the variance is minimum that will afford relief. And also, the request of variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation we're speaking of. And also, that add to that that the county had issued a certificate of compliance, and I could see where that came into 0.4 foot with pull of tape.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,970. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
I would vote aye. I think the applicant has addressed the standards and further meets the standards for granting a variance.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
For the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons Mr. Rickards stated.
And I vote yes for the reasons that have so been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,970 is approved at this time.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.